Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This is The Mighty Rock, starring BJ and Migs, mornings.
Because, hey, at least once a day, you should experience a BJ.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, Steve, I know you're a big Rock fan.
Yes.
And I did watch, you know, his movie over the weekend on Netflix.
Woo!
Yeah, so I did do that.
Did you like it?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you about it. You know,
okay.
I'll let you know.
All right.
But yeah, all right. Because basically what we're about to talk about is about his movie Red Notice. And what he did is he had so he surprised a theater full of people that had come to watch that movie. He gave them all free concessions. So I'm upset. If I'd have known that I could have got free concessions while watching Red Notice, I definitely would have taken him up there. He gave them tequila, of course.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Which tequila did he give them?
Oh,
the Teremana?
You mean the one that he drank in the movie?
Right.
Yeah. Good for him, man.
He is unapologetic about trying to sell that line of tequila.
Well, hey, listen, Ryan Reynolds had his Aviator. You know, he had his gin. He was drinking that in the movie. So you can't be faulting the Rock. Ryan did it first. In the movie, he gave them energy drinks. He gave them ice cream.
I think he has a line of energy drinks as well, though.
Oh,
I think he's partnered
up
with somebody about an energy. I don't know about ice cream yet. It's probably now called Ben, Jerry, and the Rock.
Yeah it's got to be, right? Yeah. You know what, Steve? He's got to have an ice cream. Why would he just do tequila energy drinks and not and then give ice cream if he doesn't have a piece of that?
He probably does some brand, he's like a minority owner or some kind of random, like, you know, something.
Yeah. But somebody got an extra gift. Yeah, he got the free concessions. He got the tequila. He got the energy drinks. He got the ice cream. And he also got The Rock's personal truck. I guess The Rock was moved by how Oscar Rodriguez takes care of his 75-year-old mother, how Oscar's a leader at church. He's a personal trainer and a Navy veteran. So The Rock was like, man, I love this dude. Here's my truck. And here's Oscar's reaction.
Come here, dude. I want to show you something real quick.
Yes.
I got this. I wrote this card for you. It's a little thing.
What the heck? Thank you for your service, brother. Enjoy your new
What the heck is happening? Get out of here, bro. Oh, my God.
You do a lot of good for people, man. You do a lot of good for people.
I thought this was your truck, bro.
It is my truck.
What do you mean?
Now it's your truck. This is my personal truck. It's yours now. I do a lot of good for people, brother. The gym, the church, your mom, women.
What's he doing for women?
We're going through it.
Thank you, bro. It's just love, you know?
It's just love.
He provides meals for women victimized by domestic violence.
This guy is incredible. So he really does do stuff for women.
I mean, he might do other stuff for his wife. I mean, he's also a woman, but
Yeah, the story didn't mention the stuff he was doing for women, so I wasn't sure, like, what is he talking about? Oh, that, well,
yeah.
Well, that is, I mean, the guy then is a fantastic human being. I really thought it was great that The Rock brought his own band with him to play the real sweet music along.
For Yanni.
Here's the problem. How do you hate the guy? But obviously, it's a great PR opportunity. But then again, it's a cool thing, and it is his own truck that he gave. I mean, you want to hate The Rock. I really do.
Because
he's giving out his energy drinks. He's giving out his tequila. He's basically, filming all of it. And yet, it's still a great thing The Rock is doing. And Oscar Rodriguez sounds like perhaps one of the best human beings on the planet. So how, I mean.
I don't want to hate The Rock.
Every day I wake up, I'm like,
how can I love The Rock more? And thankfully,
yeah.
He comes up with ways that I can love. I don't care if he's doing it for PR because he's still doing something incredible for someone. You could tell his heart.
Yeah,
of course he wants to promote his Terramana stuff and all that. He's a businessman, but he also has a big heart. And I just, he put up a great post about this that was like, he talks about how he takes care of his 75-year-old mom, the Oscar guy, personal trainer, a leader at his church. And then, like we said, he helps out women victimized by domestic violence. He's a Navy veteran, and he's just a kind human being. And apparently he wanted to give him the Porsche that he drove, the Porsche that he drives in the movie Red Notice.
Oh, really?
And he reached out to Porsche, and they said no. So he's like, screw it. I'm going to give him my truck.
Wow.
So he gave him his actual, the truck that The Rock drives.
Yeah. Okay, then.
I don't know how many miles are on it, because I'd probably say no if it's over 50,000. Come on, Rock.
Damn, now, if you're Porsche and you see what happened, like the great PR opportunity that would have been had, that would have been. I wonder if you're kicking yourself, going, "Gosh, we should have given Rock the Porsche."
Do you think Bobby Porsche? I don't know if that's who runs
Bobby
Porsche.
It is like, Bobby Porsche. Like, yeah,
give me a hold of whoever's in charge of our marketing. Yeah. Who said no to The Rock?
Oh yeah, I would be. I mean, first of all, this is the guy that, like you said, is the king of basically pushing a brand. And
he only has 281 million followers, so you're not going to get much pub from this.
And so, he's going to push the movie, push the Porsche, which, of course, I feel like Porsche probably was happy that they were featured in the movie.
Well, just like
Coca-Cola was happy to be featured in the movie. All those product placements that they've done in that Red Notice is just, it's brilliant, but it's all product placement.
I wonder if that guy drives around and he sings that song, "Oh, Like a Rock." Whatever.
Probably singing that song that Rock raps on, or listening to the Rock's theme song from the WWF days.
That'd be funny. You can have my truck, but it only plays my song.
I'm okay with that, because that's pretty much what I do now anyway.
Oh, fair enough. Just
well, maybe some Moana stuff in there, too. Maybe they can play some of that, too. Yeah, that'd be nice.
So I don't know if he's, because he talks about the free concessions on his Instagram and tags Terramana, of course, and then it's Zoa Energy, which is the energy drink. Hmm. And then he tags the free ice cream was from Salt and Straw. So I wonder if he has something to do with Salt and Straw.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, because Salt and Straw is an up and coming awesome place. I mean, it's like one of the new legit places that everybody wants to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. And Red Notice, really enjoy. It was a fun movie. Kathy and I both watched it. Very fun movie on Netflix. I went in not expecting a lot, and I will tell you, I love these things, these YouTube series called Pitch Meetings by Ryan George. He's a funny comedian, and he does a pitch meeting basically about this movie as well. And he started off the pitch meeting with, "Hey, let's just make a movie with Gal Gadot, Ryan Reynolds, and The Rock." And they go, "Well, what's the?" And he goes, "Okay, well, so what's the plot?" He goes, "Does it matter?"
No.
Yeah, does it matter? Because it's going to be fantastic. It doesn't matter.
Give us ridiculous action scenes. Give us Ryan Reynolds' quirky personality. Like, let him be Deadpool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the film. I mean, it took us several views to watch it just because of how our lives are. And just, by the time we watch it, we're pretty gassed anyway. But, man, it's just a dumb action film, and I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh, yeah. We watched a lot of movies over this holiday with the wife in town, and that was one of our favorites, out of all the movies we saw. I saw Ghostbusters Afterlife, too. And, Red Notice was up there for enjoyability for me.
How was the Ghostbusters movie?
It was good. I am not a huge Ghostbusters fan, so I think I probably didn't get as much nostalgia out of it as everybody else did. Still a good movie, it's a good movie. And if you like Ghostbusters, you're going to love this movie because it does hit you in the feels. I won't say why, but it's super like, oh my God, everyone talked about it. I had to bring Kleenex because, what happened during the movie was really like emotional. And they did some cool stuff too, Yeah, I mean, definitely make you have the feels, especially if you love that franchise.
Was it the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man had got murdered or something? Like,
got murdered. You know, feels aren't always about bad things happening, Steve.
That's true. He gave birth to a baby Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I think if you've seen the trailers, you already know that. It should be.
Damn,
so we're not,
spoiler
we're not,
alert.
Yeah, we're not spoiling anything, but that's in the trailers. But again, another brilliant idea. Paul Rudd is fan. Now I see why he's People Magazine Sexiest Man of the Year, because he's the dad everybody wants.
Oh, you're going to say it was really difficult to leave the theater. I couldn't stand up. He was so sexy.
Well, he was that sexy, no doubt about it. But he really is like the father, the surrogate father figure guy. Everybody wants him either to be the single dad or the stepdad. He's, you know, he definitely is that guy. Plays it really well. Yeah, it's a good movie. But Red Notice, man, wow. I was really pleasantly surprised.
Going back to Steve, you asked if Dwayne The Rock Johnson has anything to do with Salt and Straw.
Yeah.
He has his own Dwanta Claus pack at Salt and Straw.
Okay, so
it's a bunch of ice creams.
There we go.
They've teamed up with Dwanta Claus. Dwanta? I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
But you
Dwanta.
Get
Dwanta Claus.
Dwanta? Yeah.
Yeah, they have favorite flavors, which of course there's even
a, is there a Rocky Road or something?
PB&J, Pretty Badass and Jolly, Coconut Banana Pancakes, Naughty Nutty, Tipsy Toasty, Terramana Pecan Pie.
That was my nickname in college, Naughty Nutty.
Wait, Terramana Pecan Pie? Is there a little tequila in that?
Yep. Dwanta's Terramana Spiked Eggnog.
In.
Okay. Chocolate Gooey Brownie and Double Fold Vanilla.
And look, according to one texter, apparently if you go on Google, it says Salt and Straw partially owned by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
There you go.
The only thing that would have made it better is if he gave everybody a football from the XFL. That's the only thing that really would have made it the ultimate Dwayne Johnson.
Like, it would be great if he had like a really party. Like just a nasty flavor, and it's just called the "It Doesn't Matter What You Think" flavor, and it's just all like, right, this one's crap. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you think.
All right.
I want to try that peanut butter and jelly one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds delicious.
They all actually sound pretty good.
I think The Rock is showing us, you know, the way to do business in these new times.
Just pour yourself out to any company?
Well, and also,
and I mean that with love.
Also be super charitable, like to just do good stuff in the midst of your campaign. Because everything he's doing, he's promoting his product, but he's also doing really cool stuff, which is what people want. A lot of people want to see, you know, the wealthy, like, be very giving and give back and take care of people and do some good. And The Rock is doing it. And he's also marketing his stuff while he's doing it.
Yeah, I guess he's donating money's going towards certain charities for this ice cream as well.
Yeah.
Of course.
He might be the best celebrity businessman there is out there right now. I mean, he's just brilliant. I wonder what his net worth is. His net worth must be just skyrocketing. I mean,
wasn't he, like, for many years, he was, like, the most bankable Hollywood star.
Oh, and I think he still is because he's in everything. I mean, there's going to be a Red Notice too. There's no reason why there wouldn't be. I mean, spoiler alert, the way the movie ended, they were pretty much like, and here comes Red Notice too. And Netflix is probably going to say yes, because the three of them did a great job. Gal Gadot did her job very well. They were all exactly who you wanted them to be in that movie.
The net worth, it looks like $320 million.
So he's going to double that.
He's going to
double that by tomorrow. Wow. Good for The Rock. All right, now I'm back on his team again. I was off. Now I'm back on.
Well, how could you be off? I don't understand. I don't get dislike the guy.
No.
Oh, I just, because he's such a humble bragger.
But he's bragging about cool stuff.
It's jealousy. Yeah. Let's be honest. The reason anybody doesn't like someone. Oh, yeah, it's total jealousy because, I mean, he's got, what, 312? His net worth is probably real that they're reporting, whereas the net worth they report about me is completely not real. Otherwise, I'd be happier. I'm completely jealous and hate the guy, but it's hard to hate him, even when I'm jealous of him.
He's so damn likable. He divorces his wife, and they still want to work together as business partners.
Yeah, see, that's not the way life is supposed to be.
She's probably conflicted. It's like, I don't want to. I should hate you, but I still like you a lot. I'll work with you.
I know. I mean, he's got the cute videos he does with his kid. I mean, all of this is just, you just want to hate him.
And I don't.
I do, and I can't. It's really frustrating. I need to go to my therapist and go, why can't I hate the people I want to hate? What the hell's wrong with me? Hey, you know, speaking of vehicles, and since The Rock gave away his, we should have it analyzed because apparently your car will determine whether or not you are a psychopath. So we'll see if maybe The Rock just gave it away because he's nuts. I'll tell you why your car may determine this at 8:17 on The Rock.
We now return to BJ and Meg's Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is going to be very helpful because you're going to want to know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Who's a psychopath in your life?
Oh.
You're going to want to know this. And a used car website has helped us out, man. I don't know why they decided to do this. But this used car website said, hey, man, we're going to do a study that will look into which type of drivers are more likely to be psychopaths. So they commissioned a bunch of professional study people to do this. They asked people about their car and then had them take a 12-question test to gauge how many psychopathic tendencies that they have.
You know, I don't know why they did it, but I kind of am glad that they did. Because now I'm curious. And it sounds like that's probably a bunch of employees hanging out. You know, maybe no one's buying cars that day. And like, you know what would be fun if we do this? Well, screw it. Let's do it. And the boss was like, I got all the money. Let's make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Our old boss, Hair Club, is not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Because it's, as it turns out, BMW drivers are more likely to be psychos than anyone else.
Oh, so yeah, there you go. Touch that. Oh, I was. What year is your Hyundai Santa Fe, BJ? 97.
Mine's a 2004.
I thought it was a 2004 Hyundai Santa Fe would make somebody a psychopath. Personally,
wow.
I'm not sure why, but that's the first thought.
Yeah. Flawlessly executed.
Yes.
Congratulations, sir.
So what, someone who has like a really expensive car is a psychopath? Is that what they're trying to say?
Well, the Beamers. I mean, and you know, it's interesting because I feel like in my life, I have heard people just curse out BMW drivers. Like, I don't know why. They just, I don't know if it's envy. I mean, because, look, BMW is a fine car. There's no doubt about it. And yet you hear people go, stupid Beamer driver. Like, people I've been with anecdotally just, it's like, they get mad at somebody just because it's a BMW, and I'm like, they haven't even done anything. They're just driving. What do you hate about it? Oh, you know they're going to do something.
Yeah, so if you refer to it as a Beamer, I might get a little, like, roll my eyes. But I'm trying to think if there's, like, a car, if I see somebody driving, and I instantly think, I bet that person's not much fun at parties.
Oh, interesting. Oh, wow. I can't think of a car that would... Well, you know, that would illustrate that.
2004 Hyundai
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, okay. Again, flawlessly executed.
It's oddly specific, but I think Danny might be onto something.
Yeah, it's very possible. Yeah. I will tell you this, though, seriously, because they also have colors involved. So, first of all, if you got a BMW, you're more likely to be psycho. Audi owners are a close second.
Didn't my your wife have one of those?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to tell you right now, the study's absolutely right.
Oh. But who paid for it? Maybe it's about
who
the person
paid for it.
Who paid for it, not the person who's driving
it's
you technically
people,
own it.
It's drivers. Okay? Audi's a fine vehicle, but, you know, it's not the car I chose. She chose it herself.
Looking at the study, you're right. It says owner. It doesn't say owner. It says driver.
It's driver.
How often do you drive that car?
Not enough to be a psycho.
Oh, okay.
Just say.
Where's the Jeeps? Are Jeeps in this?
No, Jeeps are not here. You know what's interesting? It is here. This is really what is Hondas. Because now Hondas, Toyotas, and Hyundais tend to be in the same category of quality, affordability.
Sure.
So it's funny that Honda drivers are considered more psycho than Toyota drivers because, you know, Kias, Toyotas, Nissans, they rank much lower.
I bet it's because
factor.
There's a lot of people that will get, like, their Hondas all, like, souped up to, like, go crazy fast. And you watch how some of those people who have those kind of setups driving on the road, they're, like, complete nuts.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize it was the Honda, it was the Honda owner that, like, you know.
The race car Honda sense. Owners.
Yeah. Okay,
Honda.
Makes sense.
Honda.
Honda. Those Hondas.
Help me, Honda.
Honda, Hyundai, whatever.
Now, you're going to get me on this one because I did have, I had a Mercury Comet, and it was a gold Mercury Comet, which is the number one car color for people with psychopathic tendencies.
Yeah. Gold.
Gold.
I don't even know if I see many cars that are gold.
Yeah, and mine was a goldish orange back in the day. It was a goldish orange camel. You know, it wasn't like glittery gold, but it was a flat gold, if you will.
But what about like that puke green that you see? Like, to me, you got to be nuts to have that.
Any kind of green is on the list. Brown is also on the list of psychos.
Oh, see, when I see brown, I instantly just think like old person. My dad had one. Like he had
okay.
We called it the Dadillac. It was an Oldsmobile, but it was brown.
I don't know. I'm not a break this to you, but your dad, I think some people might say, based on past behavior, you know, might have
say it to his face
kid.
And he'll murder you if you do.
That's exactly why I would not say something that might be true to his face. Like that. I would.
What about that canary yellow?
Canary yellow.
I do like the yellow cars.
That is a specific color as well. Not on the list of psychos.
It's obnoxious, but I also don't hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to get a drum set. I was going to rewrap my drums to be like that bright canary yellow.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's very, it's an aggressive stance.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. Well, we had a coworker for a while that had like almost like a rave green, like Honda Civic or something.
Yeah.
And like I wanted to hate him for having it, but at the same time, I was like, I kind of want one myself. Mm-hmm. Like, talk to me, tell me where you bought this.
What about the pink, like the Mary Kay vehicles?
Oh, no.
You know, when they get the pink Cadillacs?
So far, the only thing that's really showing up is the green for you guys. Okay. And that's what you're. And black also, which, of course, black is a very popular color. Out of the brown, the green, the black is what you see more often. And, boy, I didn't know that was a color of a psychopath.
That seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Why is that? You have a black car, Steve?
No, I have a white car. But I just feel like black and white are just like your go-tos. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
I guess not. If you're a psycho, your black car is your go-to. Because they say white cars, people are less likely to be psychopathic.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, so.
I'm balanced out because I have a Toyota, so that was ranked low on the list. But it's a black Tacoma. So
you're a psycho.
I'm right back to the middle.
Yeah.
I'm half psycho.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. You're kind of half psycho. Red, silver, white. You're in good shape. You're not considered a psycho. So if you have a Kia, Toyota, Nissan that is red, silver, or white, you are a stable person, and people should really be happy to have you in their life. But if you have a Fiat, Mazda, and a Honda with a BMW and an Audi, and you have the colors of gold, brown, green, and black, you, sir, should not be allowed to drive or be anywhere near humanity.
There's a lot of math going on here.
What color truck nuts make you a psychopath?
Blue.
Well, I would think that the flesh-colored truck nuts probably make you a psycho.
The gold ones are still okay, right?
Yeah, the gold ones are fine.
Okay, good.
I think you're borderline Dexter territory if you have the flesh colored ones.
So said though, how about a white Ford Bronco? I instantly think murderer for some odd reason.
Well, again, the driver was just trying to help out. Remember,
that's
the driver, he was a passenger. He was not the driver.
The driver was not the murderer. Yeah. It was the guy in the car with him.
Didn't OJ have a black vehicle? Feel like he did.
I mean, I'm
just going to make that up. I feel like he had really cool, you know, like he probably had a black BMW. I wouldn't be surprised. Thank you. So how about this? Hybrid drivers are also, along with fully electric car drivers, ranking high in the psychopathic behavior category.
Yeah.
Isn't that so? Early adopters, people that are willing to what they consider do good for the environment,
Or are they doing it because they're quiet so they could just sneak up on you and run you over because they're psychopaths?
Mm-hmm. Well, take a look at the guy who's in charge of, like, the Teslas. People would argue that he's kind of psychopathic.
I don't know about that. He's a fun-loving guy that has flamethrowers and going to space.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, no.
Honestly, it's just people that have money. That's what I'm going to go with this whole thing.
Right.
Gold, BMW, or Tesla, you're probably psycho.
Yeah, that's probably what... Well, you know what? I mean, look, being psychopathic sometimes can, you know, you can put that to work to make you some cash. You're right, Danny. People with regular gas-powered cars are least likely to be psycho, which means you're just like a regular Joe. Wow. Right. Good for you, Steve. You got a white vehicle that's gas-powered. You're not a psycho.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now.
Do you have a vanity plate, or you want to ever get a vanity plate?
Yeah, I have a vanity plate. It's D-O-N-G-L-V-R.
yeah, guess what? You're a psycho.
Oh, cool.
Sorry, buddy.
Mine.
Yeah. You score twice as high on the psycho test if you have a vanity plate.
Rev had a vanity plate. He's not here today, but he had one.
I was going to say, he just texted me and said, I guess I'm a psycho then. And I was like, yeah, that's not a surprise, Rev. He had a BMW that had a vanity plate.
Oh, my gosh, he did.
Yeah.
And it was gold. I don't know what it was, actually. I'm just kidding.
It was probably brown, let's be honest.
Listen, if Rev can't look in the mirror and understand who he is, I mean, I don't know what to say. You know, you got to recognize what you are.
I never had a vanity plate, but I did have one of those, like a Seahawks plate.
No, that's fine.
But it didn't have it was a random bunch of numbers on there. I don't have it anymore because I realize I'm wasting money on something. I could just get a bumper sticker.
What do they call those plates, though? That's a good question, because I always thought a vanity plate was where you picked your own letters and stuff.
It is. Yeah. I think the ones like the Seahawks, because they have the Sounders ones.
They have a Kraken one now.
And all of that money goes to charity that you do. So, you know what? I would say you're more empathetic.
Yeah, well, Dexter used to do stuff for charity just to hide behind the fact that he was killing people. So maybe that's what you guys are doing. I'm counting as a vanity plate. I'm counting you all as psychos.
I don't think they're called vanity plates, though.
No,
I think they're just called license plates.
Only a psycho would try to get it not called what it is.
Team plates. Whatever. We're part of a team. I don't know.
Yeah. No, my wife was like, are you going to get a Kraken vanity plate? I'm like, I got two Kraken stickers on my car. I think I've shown enough that I'm a Kraken fan. I need to get a vanity plate or a license plate.
I think your wife is right. I don't think I think you're trying to hide the psycho. Yeah, they don't say anything about if you have, like, decals or bumper stickers. Unfortunately, they don't tell you about that. Because I feel like some people that really are all bumper stickered up with some sort of, you know, and it's like, you pretty much know their life based on their bumper stickers because they have so many. I feel like there should be a study done on them. I feel like they probably are next to go and just lose it.
Well, sometimes you see, like, some of the ones that are, like, just straight up, like, cursing in the, like, the bumper stickers. I'm just like, I don't know if that's, like, necessary. It seems like a rather, like, odd thing to, like, have to, like, you know, whatever it is that you decide to curse about. I'm like, I don't know if you really needed that as a bumper sticker, but if it makes you happy.
Yeah.
Or, like, the Calvin and Hobbes urinating on something.
Yeah.
I get a chuckle out of it. Wouldn't personally do it.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, you know, I feel like if I'm wearing stuff on the outside, I just feel like no matter what I think in my brain, you know, people have kids and, you know, you want to kind of be a responsible adult. Like, you know, it takes a village kind of thing. So I wouldn't want to put that stuff, you know, on my car for that reason.
You say that. And my girlfriend and I were in New York last week. And I don't know if you guys have ever visited where they have like all those like really cheap New York like souvenir stores.
And they're like every other block. They're every block, actually.
Dude,
in Times Square.
They had so many shirts that just had F this, F that, F the other. And I was like, are people buying these? And like one of the guys was like, yeah, those are our number one top selling things. And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's impressive.
So, that F word is, I think, is more used freely than the S word, it seems like.
Isn't that insane? I mean, it's insane just because of the fact that, you know, are we the last ones? Is that it? Is radio the last ones where we're not going to be able to say anything? And finally someone will go, okay, it'll be like the year 2070. And they'll go, all right, you guys, you can say the S word now. You know, I feel like everybody's doing it. And like Danny says, the F word's on shirts everywhere being sold. You remember you couldn't have Yankees suck shirts at the ballpark? And you go to New York and it's like, hey, here's the F word out there. You know, okay.
Ooh, someone said psychopath, stick figure bumper stickers. The family.
Oh, the family ones? Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
Those are always interesting because, like, when it's like a big family, I'm like trying to figure out what's what. Like, I'm like, is this Are these all their kids? Is this like, is there a pet? Is there an uncle involved? Like, what's going on? there's a lot of people.
There's sister wives. Why is this
one stick figure taller than the other? Yeah, like, is this a sister wife thing?
You're absolutely right. It really it's very confusing when it's like, look, there should, usually you're used to seeing the two big stick figures and then the little ones, and every once in a while they'll throw a dog in there or a cat. But then, but then when you have all these different sizes and, you know, people are horizontal, you're like, what is happening with these stick figures? I don't know what's going on.
So I just drove by a BMW driver peeing on the side of the road. Oh. Psychopath.
Yeah. That's nothing else to say, man. See, I don't know. I mean, I envy people that can do that. I was at the, not too long ago.
Pee on the side of the road?
Well, dude, people are just peeing everywhere. I just think that something's, people are just doing it. They're not even trying to hide anymore. I was at Luther Burbank Park, and it's got a boardwalk with a little overlook that can go look at like this little swampy area where you can sort of kind of look at eagles, and they have it covered, but it's pretty much wide open. I mean, you know, people walk this boardwalk path all the time. I'm walking by and there's a guy and he's just doing his business. And he didn't look like he had issues. You know, sometimes when you're in the city, you go, all right, this could be somebody that might need some help. And maybe that's why they're doing what they're doing. This looked like a guy that was just like, you know, dressed like a regular guy. Didn't look like he had any issues. I think more and more people are just like, you know what? I got to go. I'm going to go right here.
Yeah, number one, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. If I start seeing number two, I'm going to be like, yeah, number two animals. Is extreme.
We're like dogs now.
But even still, he was like, he saw me and he was like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're kind of right out in the open there, sir. I mean, this is a part, everybody walks with their carts and carriages and stuff. And there he is. Hi.
We've done it on the side of the road a lot.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, like side of the road, what are you going to do? Sometimes you got
to
go.
Like, there's been times when we've done our hockey trips to go to Spokane, and we're just like, we're not going to make it to the next rest stop. Like, we just need to get, and then we just pull off to the side and just try and, like, not.
You try to go behind a tree or anything, or no?
Just, I mean, when you got, like, eight of you, there's not many trees to work with or something like that. Point. So then you have a line of dudes that are all just urinating. It's like, what are you going to do?
I wouldn't call you psychos. I would go, those guys are trashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be. I mean, first of all, it's a party bus.
You're not
wrong. Yeah, I mean, and if you're all getting off a party bus, all basically going at the same time, you guys are trashed.
Yes.
I mean, because that's what it is. And the seal has finally been broken, and now it's going to be a beating.
That's always the worst. It was just like, you know, we had a thing on when we were on the bus. It's like, okay, you have to, if you're ready to go, three of us have to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, we're not stopping. Because, you know, you always got the one guy with the tiny bladder. You're like, dude, if we stop every time you have to go pee, we're never going to get to Spokane.
I'm going to bring my medical thing every time. I'm going to bring the medical pee bottle. Now, if I have to go anywhere with people like that, because I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. And I get it. You don't want to inconvenience everybody. So, you know, if they don't have one on the bus, I'm just going to go, look, I'm going to put my coat over here. I'm going to do my business. Because that's just me. I mean, you kid. If I got to go 2 hours and then I'm drinking, forget about it. I'm not going to last. I will explode in front of all you folks. I mean, you're not going to want that.
Oh, so it says, haha, that was me peeing on the side of the road. I had too much coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that? We have a psycho listening. Congratulations.
Well,
what color is your BMW, sir?
I think they have to find out about cars. They're like, do you listen to BJ and Migs? Okay, psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Because those guys are insane.
yesterday, this psychopath did get this one right.
Patrick Henry had the famous speech, give me liberty or what?
Give me Taco Bell.
No.
Give me death.
Yes.
I think Taco Bell is a good choice, though. Mm-hmm. I think that Patrick Henry would have said that had he known. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right. Here it is. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We're going to do that at 850 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.